series of movies that's one of my favorite, if I were forced to say a series of movies was my favorite, would be the Rocky movies with Sylvester Stallone. Not that Stallone is this great actor or that he can have a lot of range in his acting abilities, but the stories are quite inspiring. Now, basically, if you've seen one, you've seen them all, except he loses in the first one, but the rest of them, it's basically a struggle, right? He's struggling to get to the big fight. He doesn't know if he can do it, but he works really hard. He perseveres. He wins, and it's great. But he does not there right away. Like, he's not just the perfect boxer at the beginning of each movie. There's struggles that he's going through, and he gets to that point at the end of the movie. And I think one of the reasons I like those movies so much is because they feel good, right? Like, there's this struggle, there's work through the struggle, and then there's victory. And so when we're in the Easter season now, and today we have the first and second reading we're hearing from St. Peter. First, he's in the Acts of the Apostles, and then secondly, in one of his letters. And it's sort of kind of a great victory time for Peter. You know, we know about Peter from the Gospels. Very brash, always quick to answer, and usually wrong answer. Certainly he said he would die with Jesus. He would eventually, but at the time of Jesus' passion and death, he denied him. And so now we see Peter sort of in this victorious role in the Acts of the Apostles, as well as a letter saying, hey, look, I wasn't there before preaching about Jesus like I should have. I wasn't at Jesus' side, but let me tell you about him now. Now, of course, there's quite a difference between Peter and Rocky. The Rocky movies are about his own hard work and perseverance, and certainly it wasn't Peter's hard work, his own perseverance, that got him to this point, but instead an encounter with the risen Christ. Jesus chose Peter, knowing what he had within him, just like he chose the rest of the apostles, but it wasn't until Christ rose from the dead and encountered Peter a few times, that Peter's life was transformed. Peter and John have an encounter of the risen Lord in a certain sense when they go to the empty tomb and begin to see, wait a second, this is what Jesus told us. And then it would be a few days later, Jesus comes to them in the upper room. He shows them his hands, his side, he eats. And he even says, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained. And you would think, like, those two things would have been enough, right? Those two encounters would have been enough for Peter. But yet, we see him a little bit later, and he's not out preaching like this in the Acts of the Apostles yet. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go fishing. And there's nothing wrong with fishing. Fishing's a great activity. But he hasn't gone out to do exactly what Christ has asked him to do yet. It isn't until that encounter on the seashore where he encounters Christ again. And Christ is able to heal him. He's able to heal him from the denials as he asks him three times, do you love me? And he commands him to go feed his sheep. Again, renewing that call that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. It's not Peter's hard work, his own perseverance, that brings him to this Easter victory as we read today in the Acts of the Apostles and the first letter of St. Peter. It's an encounter with Christ that changed him, an encounter with the risen Christ. And I think as we can sometimes hit our head against a wall when we're trying to do the work of evangelization, as you hear priests preach about it, as you know it's the gospel call of Jesus to evangelize, and we just think, it's just not working. People aren't necessarily coming back to the churches in droves. When I talk to people about the Lord, it doesn't seem to quite sink in. And you know what? That's okay. Because we see in the gospel for today that even Jesus himself, as he's teaching about himself, it doesn't quite sink in for those disciples on the road to Emmaus. It doesn't quite sink in. They kind of recognize a little something rumbling in their hearts, as they say later, like, yeah, didn't we understand that our hearts were burning at the time? Well, we didn't. We didn't realize it until we had that encounter with Christ in the Eucharist, encounter of the risen Christ. Brothers and sisters, we no longer live, and we haven't lived, in a Christian culture for some time. Our culture is very secular. Our culture is cynical towards Christianity. It is no longer just as simple as saying, hey, look, the church, come, obey what the church says. It doesn't work like that any longer, and it hasn't for some time. The reason we can't just do it that way is because people say, well, that restricts my freedom. I want to live my way. There's nothing appealing about the law, about the rules, about following the path that Jesus points out to us until we have that encounter with him. And then we don't think about it as rules, laws, a path that he points out to us, but rather we see it as great joy in just doing as Jesus asks us because we know how much he loves us. And once we have that encounter, we know that anything the Lord would tell us through his church is only for our good, but we can't get there until we have that encounter with Christ. And so I think it's so important for us, for our own individual spiritual lives, but also as we do the work of evangelization, that we need to start first with encounter with the risen Christ. Rather than teaching everything about the church, whether knowing every law that the Lord has put out to us, whether we can memorize the catechism, remember you memorize the whole scriptures. We got to start with helping people come into an encounter with Jesus. And the best news about that is that Jesus is the one that's going to do that work. Even coming to Eucharistic adoration, we might say, well, I got to make that effort to come there, or I got to drag someone there. But don't you understand that Jesus wants us there more than anything, more than even we could ever want? And so he's going to already start putting a little call on our heart, speaking to us in the silence of our days, suggesting to us that maybe we might want to come see him in the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel. And so when we suggest it to someone else, it's already the Lord's words on our lips that are speaking to them. Again, as we've talked about, and as we've seen, people that are watching Mass with us online, and it's so great, but it's not our effort that talked to them, or it's not even the effort that they thought, you know, maybe I'll turn it on. Jesus wants that encounter more than anything. Even reading our scriptures, brothers and sisters. Maybe as we've been at home, we thought, you know what, I haven't read my Bible in a while. Now might be the time to crack it open. That's Jesus on our hearts, begging us to come and encounter him, the risen Christ, in his word. Without encounters with Jesus, Christianity doesn't make a lot of sense. Without encountering the risen Christ, it's never going to be possible to keep living the life as a Christian. We see it, right? We see it. We have our kids baptized. And then maybe we don't talk about Jesus much at home until it's time for First Communion. And then we don't really talk about Jesus much at home until it's time for them to go and get confirmed. We shouldn't be surprised when our families don't want to come to Mass, when we're not allowing ourselves to encounter Jesus in the Mass. Jesus is here. He's waiting for us. Even through this online thing that we're doing, we can encounter Jesus in a real way if we're open to it. It's not about the work we do. It's not about the studies we do. Those things can come after. But do we want Jesus into our heart? Do we want to allow him in? That's the challenge this Easter. That's the challenge the third Sunday of Easter. To allow the Lord into our heart in a new way. To encounter him. Then we can live this life. Then we can follow him with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus, we know you want us to encounter you. Give us the grace to say yes to that encounter.